Well, everyone, my name is Adam Cross, and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Southern California. And today I want to talk to you about how good theology shapes good mental health. You know, I work with a lot of people who struggle with scrupulosity, OCD, anxiety, and kind of across the board, but especially heightened with scrupulosity. I see how much kind of faulty God images, which I've talked about in other videos, affects how we view ourselves, how we view God, and really God's expectations for us. And kind of in light of that, I want to share, you know, probably 6 months ago, my oldest daughter, who is four, was having some trouble sharing with her younger sister, who's two. And so she would take stuff kind of violently. She would yell at her little sister. Yeah, she's having a hard time, right? She's having a hard time expressing that she wants to play with these toys and her sister is playing with them, or her sister has taken them from her, and having a hard time figuring out what to do about it. All right, so we're trying to guide her and, you know, asking her to ask politely or to change how she's talking, and, you know, really trying to walk with her as she's maybe losing her temper at times, and trying to navigate that, which is hard as a parent. But at a certain point, we kept asking her to change how she's talking. And she said this. She said, "I'm sorry, Mommy and Daddy. I'm not listening and I'm getting angry and it means I'm bad." And my wife and I are like, "Whoa, okay. It doesn't mean you're bad, right? But we do want to change. We're asking you to change what you're doing and what you're, yeah, how you're talking to your sister." She said, "No, I'm just bad." And my four-year-old, right? She's like three and a half at the time, was almost like having this existential crisis. Right? If I'm struggling, right? If I'm doing something that isn't great, right? She's four, she's three and a half then. She's not an expert at expressing her emotions or, you know, regulating what's going on and communicating her needs. When she's struggling and she's even being corrected, right? Which, you know, all natural, normal, good things, she concluded that she must be bad because she's having trouble listening. She's being maybe not so nice to her sister. So my wife and I were kind of taken aback. We're like, how do we respond to this? Because this is so fundamental to being a human being. And why I bring this up in terms of good theology equals good mental health is our faith really does teach us, right? And, you know, this is kind of juxtaposed to some other theologies out there, right, that aren't Catholic. That may even say, like, we're snow-covered dumb, right? Like, we are essentially bad. We are essentially at our core rotten because of original sin. And grace is kind of sprinkled over us and makes us look nice. But at our core, we're still bad. But our Catholic faith says something different. And this absolutely affects our mental health. And our Catholic faith says this, that we are still made in the image and likeness of God. We are broken because of original sin, right? We live in a very broken world, but we are still made in God's image. We need his grace, right? Absolutely. We are reliant on God's grace, but we are not somehow now fundamentally bad. We are good. At our core, God is reflected in us as his image and likeness. Like, we are reflecting God. We are called to further reflect God in everything that we do. I've talked about in previous videos, St. Augustine has a psychological analogy for the Trinity. As you know, we take a look at our own mental health and understanding why we're doing what we're doing and why we're feeling how we're feeling. As we seek to know ourselves and better love ourselves as God intends, we're directly reflecting God as a Trinity, right? As a Trinitarian life, right? The Father has his perfect self-knowledge, as St. Augustine of Hippo explains. That perfect self-knowledge is the Son, the second person of the Trinity. Right? So the perfect self-knowledge of the Father is the Son. And then the Father sees the Son and loves the Son so perfectly and selflessly. That love is the Holy Spirit, right? That perfect, absolute love is the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. So God is this exchange of self-knowledge and self-love. And we're made in the image and likeness of that. We are good. And so it is absolutely fundamental, because we live in a broken world, because our natural conclusion in brokenness is to conclude there must be something really bad about me, right? My 3.5-year-old, 4-year-old then, or now, is struggling with this existential crisis, right? But God is saying something different. So we have to examine our God images, our theology. Have we been formed in what the church really teaches? Going to the heart of the church, going to the magisterium, going to scripture. Do we understand who Christ reveals the Father to be? Because our experiences as little kids matter. And our experiences as little kids and in our families growing up, even if we barely remember them, shape how we view ourselves, how we view life, how we view others, how we view God. We are called to examine that, to know ourselves and love ourselves as God intends. So it's a combination of both. Are we being formed in the faith? Right? Are we really looking at who is God of scripture and tradition? Right? Who has God revealed himself to be to us? And then how does that change our own experiences, our own faulty images of God? That's what we're called to look at, right? That's the process of healing, both up here and right here, right? Changing our head knowledge and then doing the therapy, doing the healing work, the emotional work, the processing, that's going to heal here. That's going to have some new encounters, new emotional corrective experiences of God, right? As well as the intellectual truths we have to encounter through the faith and formation. So good theology equals a good mental health. And if we get caught up and we're thinking, this theology is making me feel really bad about myself, we have to kind of go back and say, what am I missing here? Right? What am I missing here about the theology, about who God is revealing himself to be? I think it was St. Augustine also said that when you're reading scripture, when you're approaching the revelation of God, right, God has revealed himself to us. When we're approaching scripture, reading scripture, praying with scripture, we are called, we will be led, right? If we are really understanding scripture and approaching it in the proper way, we will walk away from scripture and revelation with a greater love of God and of others, right? And I would include ourselves in that too, right? But scripture, revelation leads us to a greater understanding of God, greater capacity for love of God and love and understanding of others. If we are seeing that in our theology and our understanding of who God is, we have to re-examine and say, what am I missing here? Because God is love. God is self-knowledge. God is understanding. So what's going on with our theology, our formation? What also makes it hard for us in our experiences to accept a God who is all-loving, right? Who is calling us to receive that love and mercy in our lives and to love others with that perfect love that he's giving us. So good theology equals good mental health. We have to look at both, and it's a process. It's a journey. So I want to invite you on that journey, right? In formation, tons of great resources out there in studying our Catholic faith, especially nowadays. And there's lots of great resources, again, for healing, for doing our own personal work, engaging and looking at our mental health. So I invite you on this journey, just as Jesus does, to come and see, to encounter him in new ways in your heart and in your mind. So thank you so much for watching. If you have any questions, comments, please leave them below somewhere down there. Hit that like and subscribe button. And hopefully I will see you next time. Thanks and God bless.